You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Show today brought to you by Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games always better with crab fries. We'll be back at Chickies next Friday. Online at chickiesandpete's.com, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. And the official weather guy or meteorologist of the WIP Afternoon Show is one Tornado Shapiro. Like it or not, he's here again today. What's up, Tornado?
Here we go, fella. This is the big one. Meet the Mets. Meet the Mets. It's about time we go out and beat these Mets. The weather's too sticky to allow New York and New Jersey to take over. Come on, friends. Support your team like it's a FIFA World Cup squad. Play my music, please.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Yeah, that's been bad feelings toward Mets fans ever since a weather gal left me for Mr. Mets.
No.
Yeah. Sun Shower Susie, WCBS, rain delay back in the late 90s. She took cover under that engorged head of his and never left.
Wow.
And what? I stood there with my slicker, humiliated, holding my little drink umbrella. I couldn't compete with that kind of head. You know what I mean, Ike?
Yeah, the big no. Mr. Medhead.
Ooh, boy.
Yes, the big Mr. Medhead.
Well, we know these Mets fans. I worked at WGROS, the pig. Back there was back when it was out of New Rochelle. You know, I remember the old Rochelle. She was a real wildcat. She got in a little trouble when she tried to Mount Vernon. You could make it with her. You could make it with anyone. Come on, we all know it. But we've hosted them here, too. One night it was me, Ike, Carlos Beltran, Dennis Cook, and Bobby Valentine.
Wow.
Yeah, we were out at Lou Turk's steakhouse. Bobby Valentine was wearing his fake mustache. He didn't want to be recognized. And the entertainer at Lou Turk's was also wearing a fake mustache. It's called a merkin. Lou always had a good time. You could see him smirking right through that merkin. Yeah. Low tonight, only 68. It's hitting season. Turn up the AC. It's sticky at home. I worked with a weather gal by the name of Marlena Merkin over WWWIG, the wig. She got fired for... You get fired for faking a warm front and a low pressure system blowing out of the south. I was working. Back in the days when I was working for Crazy Don Imus when he was at WNBC, later WFAN. Did you ever hear of WFAN, Spike?
Yep, I have.
Yeah, I wore a cowboy hat and boots and did that shock weather in the morning. Whenever Imus broke the wind, I would yell, "Thunder from down under." I told everybody I got up at the crack of lightning. Come on, funny stuff, wacky even.
Yeah. Okay.
Sticky tonight. sunset 8:45. This is the longest day of the year. Huh. Also, big night down at the Link tonight. We got the World Cup, whatever you call it, the Club Cup. Brazil versus the UK. Sunday is Italy versus Morocco. I dated a lot of female club players myself. That headbutting thing kind of does it for me. Come on. But that soccer crowd's a little different, my friend. The international crew, they're a breed apart. I was down in Wildwood one time with Philippe Aumont. It was me, Ike, Aumont, Pedro Feliz, and Manuel Release.
All right. They met us. Okay. Wow.
You know him, do you, Jack? Spritzy's coming up from the minors.
Do the forecast. Just do the forecast, please.
We met a Libyan girl with a Brazilian. She was dancing that flamenco with a set of maracas.
Okay. Do the forecast, please.
Oh, wait. I'm looking at the new weather models.
Okay.
Oh, she is hot, hot, hot. Sunday, all the way up to 91 degrees, 50 degrees of sunshine. So that's an equal distribution of clouds and sun if you're keeping track at home. You heard it here first. You're not getting this anywhere else. Why would you try? It's the most accurate forecast in the country just for Philadelphia. Tornado Shapiro. Have a little outro music.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Oh, my God.
That was a little much.
Man.
That was a little much today. Little much.
Well, it's the first day of summer.
Yeah, he's getting confident, that tornado.
He is.
Yeah.
Who's going to rein him in?
I know. Somebody call Lakin. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamond to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Manuel Release. Get it right. Say it right. Please. We're all in trouble. The Twitter question now, did you enjoy Top 11 week? Yes or no?
Oh, man.
Now, remember, this is on Twitter. Did you enjoy Top 11 week? Yes or no?
Everybody's going to say
no. Well, in the first hour, Twitter made a lot of sense. Second hour, Twitter's making no sense.
Yeah, 64.9% say no.
Oh, they are lying.
They're
lying.
Yes, they're lying. They are lying. They're definitely lying. Come on.
Seriously. It's the most talked about thing in the city this week.
Yes. What are we doing? And can I, my request.
Other than Rob Thompson trying to steal our headlines away.
Yeah, just for a minute.
Yes.
And just like, everybody relax a little. This is fun. We're just arguing over who's better.
It is.
That's it. It's the dumbest thing we could possibly do. There's no need to get all mad about it. There isn't. You can get passionate about it.
Yeah,
you know?
We want you to be passionate. Yeah. We're passionate about it.
Yeah, just like, you know, it's just. Who's the best athlete? It's not rocket science, you know? 215-592-9494. Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Right now. I'm sorry. The nurse just came in, Mike Spike. I'm sorry.
Oh, we'll put you back on hold.
All right. We'll put him on hold. OG Wade, you're on WIP.
Oh. What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Oh, we'll see.
OG.
Yeah. Hey, listen. I'm telling Jack. He tried to go against Jalen Hurts. I guarantee you Walker know who Jalen Hurts is and don't know who Zach Wheeler is.
Well, he has a Hurts jersey.
Yeah, exactly. And I guarantee you he don't know who Zach Wheeler is. So my point to you, Spikey, is this. You saying you're going off a resume and what was it? And what's the last?
Well, 75% resume, 25% the last year.
Yes, 75% resume, 25% the last year.
So, and I'm not, this question ain't to you, Spike, exactly, but just to all of y'all, why isn't Brandon Graham in the top 11?
Because he's retired.
Has to be an active player.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, I get that one. Okay, so according to the requirements, then, Bryce Harper should not be nowhere near where Spike has him at, okay, because...
Well, where did I have him?
Sixth or seventh.
Okay, and he shouldn't be?
No.
Okay.
No.
Why not?
No, Bryce Harper has been abysmal this year.
But again, let's just rewind for a second. I said it was 75% resume, 25% this year.
Okay. So do we know what his injury is? Because how many games he's been out?
He's been out for 13 days or something.
Yeah. And
he's going to be back this weekend. No.
What's the injury?
It's a wrist injury, a nondescript wrist injury that they say does right. not need surgery, and they're not worried is going to be.
You couldn't keep Jalen Hurts off the field. Trust me.
Oh, what about those games he missed last year?
He's missed games every year of his career.
He did not want to miss them games.
But he missed them.
They pulled him out.
You think Bryce is pumped to be missing time right now?
You're damn right.
Yeah,
I know. There's a lot of pressure on him right now.
Right.
Because remember, after the Eagles won the Super Bowl, I said, Bryce, you're up. And he just shrunk up.
Well, all I know is when Jalen went out, they won with Kenny Pickett. When Bryce went out, the Phillies lost four in a row.
That's because we got a good team.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? A good supporting cast. And we thank Kenny Pickett for all he did. And even though he get cut in Cleveland, yeah, we thank you all for that. You know what I'm saying? We thank you very much for that. You know, but we don't. Listen, you know damn well Kenny Pickett ain't on no Jalen Hurts level. So let's not even do to go there.
I didn't say well.
OG, let me ask you this, OG.
Yeah.
Jalen is number two on the list. Do you have a problem with that?
I don't have a problem with it, but he's number one on my list because, first of all, in the Super Bowl, like, to win that MVP, it wasn't just as simple as Jack's trying to make it out. He led the team in rushing when he's not the primary running back, okay? He obviously led the team in passing. He had multiple touchdowns running and throwing. And if it was baseball, he would have hit for the cycle. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know how you don't give him MVP. And then as far as Josh Sweat, I've seen Josh Sweat trip over into a damn sack. Patrick Mahomes was so damn scared of his own shadow. When I went back and looked at this other guy's YouTube thing, they showing all these open receivers that the great Patrick Mahomes couldn't see, couldn't find. So it wasn't the Eagles' line pressuring him. He was shell-shocked, right? He wasn't seeing the field. Well, y'all said that Jalen Hurts can't see the field. Well, guess what? The great Patrick Mahomes didn't see the field in the biggest game of the damn,
season. Yeah, tournament. Biggest game of the season. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, man, we got to listen. All I'm saying is this here, and I always said this on a serious note. I never in my life had a problem with people criticizing Jalen Hurts. All I ever said, make sure it's warranted, it's fair. That's all I said. You know what I'm saying?
Well, fairness is subjective. If you don't think it's fair, then you're not going to think it's fair.
Right, but right now, WIP, my show, this show right here, okay, me and Spike's show, said if the Eagles win the Super Bowl, we will start calling Jalen Hurts the Duke. I ain't heard none of y'all calling the Duke yet.
I don't ever remember making that agreement.
Oh, yeah, you don't ever remember me winning the Hooters tickets that I never gotten.
That was before I got here.
Hooters is closed.
No.
It was before I got here.
You share it, too. And you know what? Y'all been beating me for my damn awards and everything. Y'all to the point, y'all don't even let me do the contest no more because I win so much.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
You answer yourself every time.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
Yeah.
But because I'm, what the hell is wrong with that?
All right,
I'm the
all
best.
Right. Get out of here. Guy's out of control. All right. The congratulations to the Duke for being number two on the top 11 list this year. 205-592-9494. I have graduated from OG Wade's call. And you can graduate to a brand new Hyundai. You don't have to study. Nope. You don't have to go through 4 years of school. No. You don't have to take any tests. All you got to do is go to Colonial Hyundai. They're going to hook you up. They got this brand new dealership there that the Cars Are John Ashdale has put together to make sure that your experience is golden, faster, easier, and better as always. Right now, I make it even better for you by giving you 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. 20%. It's for a limited time. Okay. Right now, that's up to 10 grand. Also, going to hook you up with $6,500 for your trade, no matter what condition it's in. Piece of junk, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter a Colonial. Doesn't matter to the Cars Are. Doesn't matter to John Ashdale. Doesn't matter to the staff. Every new Hyundai there, also, you're going to get 3 years of complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, as I've told you, and I believe, and you will know, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Tax and tax additional. Offers cannot be combined. See dealer for full details. Offer expires June 30th, 2025. Ike, would you like to hear the listener top 11?
Sure.
Now, of course, the final top 11 was 50% listener, 50% staff. Here is the listener top 11. Couple of surprises in here. Actually, really just one surprise in here. Maybe two. Number 11, Joel Embiid.
Okay.
Number 10, Tyrese Maxey.
Okay.
Is on the listener list.
Wow.
A shock to me,
yeah,
actually.
Basketball fans out there.
Yep. Remember, number 9, Devontae Smith. Number 8, Kyle Schwarber. Number 7, Jalen Carter. Number 6, Lane Johnson. Number 5, A.J. Brown. Number 4, Zach Wheeler. Number 3, Bryce Harper. So Bryce still at number 3, only drops from 1 to 3.
Yeah.
Jalen number 2, Saquon number 1. Left off the list, Jordan Mailata, Zach Bond, Cooper DeJean, Trey Turner, Quinyon Mitchell. Mm. So I was shocked at the Maxey thing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And it was not an insignificant number of votes. It was thousands of votes. It was a lot of votes. I was shocked at that. I think people like Tyrese Maxey, but he did not have a good year last year. And the Sixers were terrible. So
seems like the listeners still do it. That feels like a hierarchy in Philadelphia sports.
That's
kind of
more boat. Resume than anything else.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, yeah. Who they think is like the it's almost like biggest.
Yeah, it's like faces.
Yeah.
Faces in Philly sports.
Yeah.
And not a bad way to do it.
That would keep Bond off the list, you know, because he's not one of those guys yet.
But again, Saquon.
Yeah.
In everyone's top three.
Yes.
But here's what I also say.
Except for mine.
The thing with Bond.
I'm four.
Right?
Yep.
We danced around it a lot. When discussing why he's not on the list, you know why he's not on the list. People don't really believe he can do it again.
I think that's part of it. I think it's part of it for sure.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
People don't believe it.
Think it's a one-year wonder?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's part that and part he just doesn't stick out other than playing. Like,
his play was tremendous last year.
Yes, but no good nickname. Never has a quote that year.
Mm-hmm.
Basically invisible since they won the Super Bowl.
Well, hold on, he does have a nickname.
Yes, he's
Teflon Bond.
Teflon Bond.
Oh, right. Yeah, like everybody uses that.
What is Saquon's nickname?
His name is cool.
SK26. Is that what he was?
Yeah. Yeah.
SK. SK2.
SK2.
Quadzilla.
2K Say.
2K Say. My bad.
Or say 2K.
Yeah. Or Plaquan. People forget
Plaquan.
Yeah. That was for the Week 17 game.
215-592-9494. Bob in Morristown. You're on WIP. What's up, Bob?
Hey, how are you?
What's up, Bob?
I wanted to weigh in on the Jalen Hurts.
Oh my God. No. Go ahead. My bad. That's on me.
That was my out loud voice.
It's all good. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, I have to tell you, I'm a little disappointed as a fellow Newhouse grad. That you guys didn't talk up the Syracuse Orange. They finally have a decent year since Donovan graduated, and nobody said anything.
Well,
how did we possibly miss the Syracuse Orange conversation?
We went and got Kyle McCord, so everything's good, right? You know, I actually, as a graduate, I do not have very much alumni pride. The guys can tell you, I don't ever wear Syracuse stuff. I never bring them up. I don't know why. I don't really ever think about it.
Well, because they're terrible.
Well, maybe. That could be it.
Yeah. Anyway, on Jalen, I think, you know, you guys talk a lot about comparing him to other quarterbacks and this and that. I think he is the perfect quarterback for the Eagles, and that's all that's important. He has the right demeanor. He has the right skill set. He can read a defense, and he can run. He's an extra offensive player. And I don't care who throws the ball better. He's just great for that team. I think the team loves him. They respect him. And that's really important.
Look, dude, they won the Super Bowl. I agree with you. I will never agree. I have trouble getting to the point where I say I don't care that he doesn't do X, Y, and Z. But it did not prevent them from winning the Super Bowl. So at least last year, how big a deal could it be? You know what I mean? Like, I think I'm in a place where I'm happy that they have him. I'm happy that they won the Super Bowl. I'm still sort of aware of what his weaknesses have been. But at the end of the day, and this is what I said yesterday, I'd rather win the Super Bowl with whoever I think is the seventh best quarterback than not win the Super Bowl with whoever I think is the best quarterback. So I'm.
Would you trade him for someone else?
Well, it's not an option. I mean, if you told me you could have any one of the four quarterbacks that are in the elite class rather than him, I actually might think twice. The Lamar playoff thing worries me a little bit.
Right.
I would rather have Joe Burrow than Jalen. I would rather have Josh Allen than Jalen. I would rather have Patrick Mahomes than Jalen. But it doesn't matter because those franchises aren't trading those guys, and the Eagles aren't trading Jalen, and we have Jalen, and we won the Super Bowl, so it's cool.
Well,
you know what I mean? Here's the thing. You like Bryce Harper, right?
No, not
okay.
necessarily.
Who's a Philly?
I think he's a decent player.
Well, give me another player on another team you really like.
Well, I'm a Yankee fan. Sorry, Aaron Judge.
Okay, well, he's the best player in baseball.
Yeah, it's a tough
that's
one.
A tough
I'm
one.
Not trading him for anybody.
That's a tough one. I guess what I'm saying is that we all have players that we like and we won, and there are still other players that are on other teams that are better. But it doesn't mean that we can't like those players here. I've never in this argument said we should go out and trade Jalen for Joe Burrow. Like, I've never even brought that up. So
I don't think Joe Burrow would do as well as him here.
Oh, my God. I just think you're psychotic for that. He's incredible.
He's great for the team.
Yeah, but but Joe Burrow's also great for his team. He's been to a Super Bowl and an AFC Championship game in Cincinnati. They hadn't won a playoff game
since 91.
Yeah, in 20 years since he had been there, or 25 years. Yeah. He's pretty good.
30 years now.
30
years. Right?
30
yeah. years.
So he's good,
good,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's okay. So thank you for the call, Bob.
Believe me.
Yeah. I think Joe Burrow would probably do fine here.
Yeah, I think he'd be okay.
I think he'd be all right. But it doesn't matter because he's not available.
Yeah,
Jalen's not available.
Right.
Burrow's not available yet.
Not available yet.
Yeah. Give us 2 years.
You're a psychopath, man. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we'll get back. This is a big series this weekend, man. I can't get over how big this Phillies Mets series is. Looking back a few weeks, who would have thought we're a half game out of first place?
They're tied for first, aren't they?
No, half game out.
Why?
They have one more loss.
Stupid half game.
Yeah. I saw everybody saying tied. It's actually not tied.
They lost. Well, it's funny because when they lost 9-10, they lost 5.5 games in the standings.
And then they just gained them back because the Mets lost 6 in a row.
Yeah.
So
hashtag baseball.
Yep. We will get to the High Hopes Jackie baseball report next. We'll also reveal the staff top 11 list, which we have not revealed yet. 215-592-9494.
They have the same amount of losses.
Oh, they do? A different number of wins then?
Both 45 and 30.
Are you sure?
They're tied.
Just looking at the standings.
Oh. Then I guess I'm wrong.
I was going to say.
I swear I looked this morning, and they were
maybe
different.
You looked after the Phillies won last night and the Mets hadn't lost yet?
Maybe that's what happened.
Maybe that's
I looked last night. Okay.
Hey, it happens.
We'll talk about the baseball team next. This show brought to you today by the great Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. We'll be back next Friday. Big games always better with crab fries. Online at chickiesandpetes.com. Your official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.